You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 3rd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today, it's Jenny. How you doing, Jenny?
I'm great, Taryn. It's September now, and I was thinking back to like the first update that I did this summer and how differently I felt about the season to how I feel now. So overall, feeling pretty good that we are, in this home stretch that has a lot of exciting stuff happening. So.
Yes.
So good. Yeah.
Yes. Even though it's been a slow week, there's still some interesting stuff to talk about here today as we talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 76 in the house and we had a veto ceremony where Tommy did, in fact, use the veto on Christy. Cliff went up as the replacement. So heading into Thursday night, Cliff and Jess are on the block. And one of them will be going home.
Yeah, I mean, is anyone really shocked that Tommy is using the veto on Christy at this stage? You know, this is the stuff that we've all been talking about, like this pre-existing relationship. But at the same time, I'm not too mad at this situation because it leaves us with three sets of pairs that all have, you know, some claim to something in this game. And I can't remember the last time I felt like this at the final seven where, you know, we're going into the final six and I can really make an argument for everyone left in the game. We're getting rid of the one person that, you know, was the obvious goat. You know, you can criticize Jackson's move this week all you want, but I'm not mad at it.
Well, Cliff and Nicole talked a bit after the veto ceremony. They feel relatively comfortable here, or at least Cliff does. He feels like he should be good. He does think that Jackson and Holly will, stay true to their word and keep him in the game this week. Part of him feels like the fact that Tommy used the veto kind of lets him know that they're probably not working all that closely together because otherwise Tommy might have felt more comfortable not using the veto. And so how Cliff sees the game moving forward is how it is. They're moving into the final six with three pairs. And from his perspective, it's looking like the Jackson Holly pair are targeting the Tommy and Christy pair and the Tommy and Christy pair are targeting the Jackson Holly pair. And Cliff and Nicole get to sit back and watch the fireworks, and he's feeling pretty good about that. And Nicole kind of agrees. She's like, I think that's maybe the case. Like, but so should we be throwing this HOH? Should we? They agree, though. Probably not. It's not worth the risk. They just win the HOH, and then they have to decide which pair to side with. Obviously, they have a much better working relationship with Jackson and Holly, and they already have a deal with them. So they kind of feel it's probably best to just stick with Jackson and Holly at this point.
Yeah, and I think that this is the right call for them because as they're talking it through, you know, they're assuming that each pair is going to go after each other. But when you get down to this few numbers, and you've got, you know, two actual pairs that we've seen firsthand that Tommy will take down Christy. And we obviously know that in any situation, you know, Jackson or Holly are going to use the veto on each other if the other one's on the block. you can't risk your own safety because you're, you know, you're going up in a lot of situations if there's a veto being used. So your best bet is to just gun for the HOH if you can and ensure your own safety, ensure your ally safety, and, you know, see what happens next.
Yes. So that's basically where they stand at that at this point here. Nicole is also going to talk with Jackson and Holly, as does Cliff. But Nicole is a little bit worried that Tommy and Christy are going to push for Cliff to go. Jackson and Holly already gave Cliff the heads up that Tommy and Christy are, in fact, doing that. And they let Nicole know that that's happening as well, that Tommy and Christy have already been pushing to keep Jess in the house. But don't worry. We're with you guys. We're not going to evict Cliff. Nothing is going to come of this.
Yeah. So Jackson, Holly, and Nicole are all in a room together, and they're like, "These are the votes here. This is all we need." And they can, you know, push all they want, and you know, expend their social capital on trying to keep Jess here. But ultimately, it's not going to matter. So try not to freak out. We're with you. But it's only Monday, as they say a few times throughout the day, geez, it's only Monday. And Christy and Tommy are already starting to push for Jess. So Nicole is feeling a little nervous about that.
Mm. So Holly and Jackson talk by themselves, wondering which one of Tommy or Christy should go first. If they were to win the HOH, if they were to target them, if they were to be the votes to send them home, which do they want to go home first? Holly would like to see Christy go first. She's not a fan of Christy, and she likes Tommy. She trusts Tommy. She doesn't want to lie to Tommy. She doesn't want to betray Tommy. She doesn't want to hide anything from Tommy. She loves Tommy. So she would like to see Christy go first, though Jackson has some counterpoints, mostly being that Tommy is a lot closer to Nicole and Cliff than Christy is, and that he is more capable of working with them if Christy goes than Christy would be. If Christy stayed in the house, then there'd be more separation there, which may or may not be true. Can't really say for certain in that regard. But certainly I think Tommy is more capable in competitions, and they should really be thinking about that, but they're not really. But ultimately they go back and forth. They're not sure which one they would want to go home first. They're still kind of up in the air about it. They could go either way at this point. They also go over their jury vote situation. They feel pretty comfortable. They feel like, can Tommy beat us in a vote, though? We got to be worried about that. Nah, he can't. No, we beat everyone in a jury vote. Even Cliff. I mean, Cliff might be the only person that can maybe have a fighting chance, but nah, we beat him, too. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, this is a little problematic. Although later in the night, they do acknowledge that Cliff could beat them and that he has the biggest chance of beating them. But they're ultimately comfortable with, you know, with him as a person, that they want to be working with him. And if, you know, if he wins, so be it. But this, they're really not. I was happy with how Jackson was talking about Tommy being the better person to get out. It was almost like one of those things where it's like arriving to the right conclusion for the wrong reasons, because it's not so much about who might pick up Nicole or Cliff. That's not really what they need to be worried about. They need to be worried about who can slide their way to the end and beat them. And ultimately, Tommy is way more of a threat to either of their win than Christy. And it just doesn't seem like they really see it that way, which is a little troubling. And if, you know, depending on what happens in this double eviction and if Tommy survives this week, this is someone that they really have to worry about. Because I think they are wrong. And in a lot of scenarios, Tommy could beat either of them, depending on how competitions go down the line. And what kind of game people respect. Sometimes people are really, really, you know, respecting the big comp win. So a Jackson versus Tommy, scenario, I know you guys have been talking about that, could be interesting, but Tommy is way more of a threat to win the game than they seem to think. So They need to open their eyes on that a little bit.
And we'll never underestimate the power of just not wanting to lose to a particular individual and not wanting that particular individual to win the game. And there's a lot of that with Christy.
Yeah.
The way that she stayed in the game a few weeks ago was by selling her soul, by saying, I am yours. And it helped her stay, but it also kind of gave an image off of her that is like, we don't really want this person to win the game. She's ours. She's not a competitor that beats us. That's not what we want. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. It's a pretty slow day after that. Things are relatively quiet. They end up getting a grill. They're gonna have a bit of a barbecue. They have some pranks going on Jackson drinks some chocolate milk with sour sauce in it. And he retaliates by putting whipped cream in little baggies and then putting them in the pillowcase. And Christy lays her head on it and thinks it's coconut milk. I mean,
coconut milk kind of gets like curdly and thick and stuff, but not quite whipped cream.
I mean, I'm not like a whipped cream person, but does it really smell that much like coconut? Because she showed it to everyone else and they were like, no, that's whipped cream, obviously.
I mean, there's coconut whipped cream, like for people that can't have dairy. Right. I've seen the cans of like coconut whipped cream. So like maybe that's what she's familiar with. I don't know. Mm. But like, I feel like actual whipped cream has like a very distinct kind of like sugary smell. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. So she wasn't super pleased about
that. No, she was pissed off.
She was pretty annoyed. She played it off to Jackson like she was okay, but she was pretty annoyed. Jackson went out and he also put some in Nicole's pillows and claimed that he didn't, but Jess found them and took them out.
We're reaching peak boredom here.
Yeah, the pranks are happening. But we then get to a bit more game talk later in the night. Tommy talks with Christy and Christy says, yet again, we can't mess around with this next HOH. We need to put up both Holly and Jackson 100%. We can't risk one of them being off the block. One of them has to go. It's just what we have to do. I wish we could keep Jess this week. I hope maybe we can make it happen in some way, but those two have to go.
And Christy's really hammering home that it's got to be the two of them beside each other. She loves Holly, but Holly's not playing her own game, and that she's, you know, shown this week that if she's not keeping Jess, which she really thinks is not good for Holly's game, and that it's more about Jackson's game, that, you know, sorry, Holly, you're playing Jackson's game. And the only way to ensure that Jackson goes home here is if she puts Holly up beside him. So they're not going to try any sort of fancy situation. It's going to be the two of them up on the block. Now, whether that actually happens, because Christy said the exact same thing. I watched this exact conversation this time last week when Christy said, you know, time to take a big swing. I'm ready to do it. And ultimately she, you know, she doesn't win the HOH and neither does Tommy. So it doesn't happen. Maybe, you know, this week, double eviction, finally the adrenaline's going to start running and, you know, it could be Christy or Tommy taking this and we might see Jackson and Holly finally on the block together.
Could happen. We see also Nicole and Tommy are going to talk a bit as well. They talk about the possibility of it being a double eviction this week. That, you know, thinking about it, if there's going to be a double eviction, it's going to be this week. And so they're starting to think about it in those terms and perhaps prepare. I would expect that we're going to see more prep for a potential double as we move forward. Up until this point, they've been kind of lax about it. Like, you know, they had been preparing for a double so many weeks and then it never happened. But I expect they're going to start to prepare a little bit more now that they are thinking more about the possibility of it. Cliff goes and talks to Jackson and Holly just again to check in and talk about, you know, what's been happening, how Tommy and Christy are kind of campaigning for Cliff to go. Cliff lets them know that that Jess is claiming that she's not going to be doing any campaigning, but he sees her with Christy all the time. This is great work by Cliff to kind of head off any potential Jess campaigns. Says, yeah, I see her with Christy all the time. I see her using that female empowerment angle. And you see the light bulb in Jackson's head go like, oh no, bad.
I am man. This is yeah. bad for me.
So really discrediting anything that Christy might say about Cliff or Jess. He also lets them know that Christy is also throwing Jackson and Holly under the bus. There was a conversation between Cliff and Christy that I told you guys about. I believe it was yesterday that I told you about it because it was the day before. And she had told Cliff that she feels like Jackson and Holly are playing everyone, making everyone seem like they're on their side. And he relays that conversation to Jackson and Holly, saying that Christy is trying to imply that Jackson and Holly are playing the whole house and don't be fooled by them. You know, we need to sort of unite against them. And Jackson and Holly's response is basically like, oh, no, that's not what we're doing. No, that we are with you. We are with you, Cliff, and, you know, and Nicole. And we shook your hand, and don't believe anything that they say. They're sneaky. They're liars. And Cliff is like, yeah, same. Totally. And Cliff, this is finally Cliff says the reasoning that I've felt, which is, look, there's no point in switching my loyalty from you to Tommy and Christy, because Tommy is just as physical as you, Jackson, and they're also both great at mental competitions. Like, there's just no point. I shook your hand. I'm loyal to you guys. That's what I'm doing. I think that's very logical and good sound reasoning. It's why I think that Cliff should stick with Jackson and Holly. And I was happy to hear him vocalize it.
Yeah. And like, it's really true. It's just like switching, you know, one situation for an identical one, except for now you're pissing off people
exactly.
that you shook the hand
and losing
with.
Jury votes.
Exactly.
And like for a worse position,
as we've been saying this entire game, like, you know, Cliff, a big part of the reason why Cliff is so well regarded in the house and so respected and liked by everyone is because he's, you know, a man of his word. He's a nice guy. Like, he shakes, you know, he shakes your hand and he makes a deal and he sticks to it. He's not seen as like a cutthroat, dirty player. And if him and Nicole make this, you know, this switch, it really, really will leave a terrible taste in Jackson and Holly's mouth. And it's just not, it's not worth it. It's not like, you know, a situation where they're switching their loyalties to like Jess and someone who isn't even in the house anymore, like a sis or something like that. Like, the payoff is not worth the sacrifice there. But what I really liked about this conversation from Cliff is that he completely changed the vibe in the room between Holly and Jackson, because right before he came in, Holly and Jackson are talking about whether or not to go for the next, because they've still been saying, we should maybe throw it. It's not maybe worth, you know, going for. It's a little scary. The safe bet would be to just go for it. But then we're in a situation where, you know, like the next week, and they're talking through it and it still sounds like they're not really sure. Jackson's been saying high risk, high reward game throughout the day. And before Cliff comes into the room, it still sounds like they're on the plan to not go for the HOH. And then after, like almost immediately after Cliff leaves the room, Holly just like turns to Jackson and is just like, okay, well, I guess I'm gunning for the HOH now. So this information about Christy, you know, alluding to the fact that everyone feels safe with Jackson and Holly really does spook them. And now the plan basically has changed as of right now. Holly is going to try and win this HOH.
Yes. And you know, again, this is, This is the fault, in my opinion, of Tommy and Christy for pushing for Jess to stay. Even that, just that little bit that they did, that basically, I think, was what prompted Cliff and Nicole to, you know, they were talking, which pair should we side with? And right before that conversation, and right around that conversation, Jackson and Holly were like, yeah, Tommy and Christy were pushing for Jess to stay. And that's a big push in the direction. Like, there are already a lot of reasons why it makes sense for them to stick with Jackson and Holly. If Tommy and Christy don't want to work with you either, then that's another huge reason. And so, you know, any shot that Tommy and Christy had of pulling Cliff and Nicole in, it's really disappearing very quickly. And it's in large part because of this, this effort that they're making to save Jess. And from Christy's perspective, that kind of makes sense, but certainly not from Tommy's. And, it's disappointing to see for sure. Unless they somehow succeed, in which case, good on them.
I mean, they're really counting on Nicole here, and like, they should really be seeing that the better, you know, the better plan for them is to work on this likely scenario where Cliff stays in the house and Nicole and Cliff are still together, and they need those two people to be loyal to them. And instead they're totally going to alienate themselves with this, you know, pitch to try to save Jess, which ultimately, I mean, anything can happen, but I just really can't see a scenario where they need Nicole's vote. What kind of pitch are they going to, you know, give to split Nicole here?
Yeah. Regardless of whether this works, the way that they've gone about it has been all wrong, because they're doing both things at once. They are at once telling Cliff, I am voting to keep you, don't worry about it. We should be wary of Jackson and Holly. They're playing everyone. They should be our targets. And trying to flip Jackson and Holly to keep Jess. You can't do both, because doing both sabotages each of them. Because if you have to pick one and stick with it. And I think what they should have picked was just trying to flip Cliff and Nicole, because I think that was the easier option there. And there was actual progress made, especially with Nicole. And I felt like that was possible. But when you then go to Jackson Holly and campaign to keep Jess and have Cliff leave, it sabotages that effort. And at the same time, when you're campaigning for Jess to stay and for Cliff to leave, and you're trying to sabotage Cliff and Nicole and all of that stuff, you're sabotaging that effort by going to Cliff and Nicole and telling them that Jackson and Holly are playing both sides, because it's each thing is sabotaging the other with both pairs. And you're just looking like you're trying to play everyone. It's making you look shady, and it's putting you in the worst possible position either way that you go. They need to just choose one lane and stick to it. But they've already done so much damage by trying to play both at once.
Yeah, and I mean, it's clear that they can see the game slipping away from them because of, you know, as we've been saying, the concern about the fact that, you know, Jackson won this HOH in the first place, and, you know, neither Cliff or Nicole were going up as initial nominees in the first place. And these conversations between Christy and Cliff, where she's, you know, insinuating like everyone feels like they're good with Jackson and Holly, they clearly are suspicious of the fact that those, you know, that Cliff and Nicole might be in good with Jackson and Holly. So what are you doing trying to flip Jackson and Holly against Cliff? If that's what you're concerned about, then you have to be worried about that getting back to him. And then you're just screwed with everyone, no matter who like is left. Then you two are on the bottom. So it's just, I don't know. I think that they're just scrambling, and they're trying absolutely every avenue. And because, like you said, because they're trying every avenue, it just makes them look shady as hell. No one's going to trust them going into this, and they're going to be the two biggest targets going into this double eviction.
Yes. And we see this, as you mentioned, after Cliff tells Jackson Holly that Christy came to him throwing them under the bus, saying that they're trying to work with everyone. As soon as Cliff leaves, Holly says, that's exactly what I was afraid of. Jackson says, worst case scenario. So much for throwing it. If we don't win, we're effed. And Holly says, oh, my God, Christy, I knew it. And Holly, Holly becomes a bit insufferable here.
Oh, yeah.
For the rest of the night, she is going to be constantly making passive-aggressive jabs at Jackson, trying to make it seem like it's Jackson's fault that this is happening, when she was the one that wanted to keep Christy that whole time. She's like, oh, we never should have kept Christy. Yeah. You never should have won that HOH. I always knew that this was going to happen. Like, this is exactly what I was worried about. Like, okay, Holly. Okay.
It's like when you, when someone fools you and, you know, you act like, oh, no, I knew this was coming.
It's your fault. Yeah. Why didn't you see this, Jackson?
Yeah. And it's just because even before that conversation, like that conversation with Cliff, like I said, they were talking about like, yeah, well, I don't know. I think that we just have to go with it and we should probably throw it. It's a little bit risky, but this is the play. And then immediately it's like, oh yeah, saw that coming. And it's like, well, there are so many different scenarios. You did see it coming, but you're totally trying to, you know, reverse how this actually came to be by saying like, I knew that this was going to be a thing and we shouldn't have, you know, even kept Christy in the first place. And then Jackson's just like, okay, well, there's nothing we could have done anyway. Tommy won the veto, took Christy down. Like, there's literally nothing that could have changed in the first place. So I don't know why you're trying to blame me.
She thinks that from her perspective, she's like, oh, you know what, because of course it can't be Tommy's fault. Tommy must have only turned because he wouldn't throw the veto to him, Jackson. He must have been sketched out by that, and that's why he turned. And Jackson's like, okay, but I felt like we had to win. I thought we decided that it was best for me. Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. But, you know, it's probably what it was. And then she also talks about, this is exactly what I was worried about, keeping Christy. Keeping Christy in the game. He's like, what am I supposed to do? He won the veto. You agreed with these nominations. No, you know, yeah, it's fine. It's nothing he could have done. It's really why we shouldn't have kept Christy that first time. Like, but I thought that was the, like, what do you want from me, Holly? She's
it's
really
like when we're right, it's because of me. And when we're wrong, it's because of you. It's like, they're making all of these decisions together. They're equally playing this game together, but Holly does this thing where if something bad happens, it's Jackson's fault. And if something good happens, it's because of her.
Yeah. Well, because like she, in the last couple of days, she has been like, oh, I'm starting to get concerned about Tommy and Christy, and so now she feels like, I called it, but like that's not how it works. You need to have been actually like, no, I think this is what's happening. You can't just be like, well, there's possibly this thing and then possibly this thing and then possibly this thing and then possibly this thing, and when one of those is
one
right,
of the things happen.
You guys, how dare you, Jackson, for not being up
that's
on this
thing.
I knew it.
They've been nervous about Cliff and Nicole too. So if that had been the scenario and that happens, then they get to say the exact same thing. Like, oh, this is something I said. So
like
I knew it.
All you need to, like, Holly, all you need to be just like, oh man, that's what I was worried about. Man, we got duped. I was worried that we'd get duped and we got duped.
And that's how Jackson is handling it. Like Jackson is actually handling it a lot better, being like, yep. Yeah, we're screwed. We're going to have to go for this HOH. Nothing we can do now. Like, we made the decision. This is where we're at.
Yeah.
But Holly's really just trying to, you know, rewrite the path of how they got themselves there. So,
yes. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So Holly is very upset with the whole Christy situation. This is what I mean when they feel like Christy is theirs. And now all of a sudden, like, they felt like, oh, Christy's leaving sixth place, fifth place, whatever. Now they're like, crap. They've figured us out. We shouldn't have kept Christy in the game. Holly says, I did not come here to take sixth place to Christy effing Murphy. No way. She does not even deserve to be here. She shouldn't even be here. She doesn't deserve it. You know, she's terrible. She's the kind of person, she lies all the time. She believes in her own lies. She never sees any fault in herself. Like, this is turned into, like, big time. They are already bitter about Christy. They had that conversation about which one between Tommy and Christy should go first. I guarantee you, they are fully on board with taking Christy out at this point because they do not want to lose to her. They can lose to anybody else, not her. Not her. Not after they fell for her lies. They can't do it. Holly is sure at this point that Christy must think the deal is off because they put her up. And that's not how they see it. And so they want to make sure that Christy goes home before them if they have the opportunity.
And this is when pride gets in the way of, like, smart decision making in a game, which we see happen a lot. But they're just so, you know, like, hurt, not hurt, but, like, their ego is so bruised that they got duped by Christy Murphy and that, you know, they are, you know, they saved her and that this is going to come back to bite them in the ass, like we all saw coming. And that she should have gone, you know, she's been on the block like 4 weeks in a row and has, you know, shouldn't be here. And because they like Tommy more, they're going to probably make the more, you know, prideful move of being like, ha, you tried to get us. Well, we got you first. When in actuality, you know, keeping the feelings they have towards Christy and her game, if that's how they feel about it, they have to also keep in mind that if she gets to the end, there might be other people that feel that way too, that she maybe doesn't deserve to win against, you know, insert whatever person. And that the way that they're talking about Tommy is important because other people feel that way. And that is the kind of person that a jury is going to give the money to. But I think that just because they're so mad about being fooled by Christy, that's who they're going to target over Tommy when the, you know, arguably the better game move for them is Tommy.
Yes. Speaking of Tommy, late into the night, Tommy goes out into the backyard by himself to talk to the cameras. He says that there was a bit of a waiting session here at night. They were, you know, waiting in the hammock, like trying to figure out or trying to wait the longest and see who can outwait the others to talk with people. And so he says he got outwaited tonight. Cliff and Nicole and Jackson and Holly, they beat him. He couldn't wait any longer. And he feels like they wanted to have a meeting, the four of them, because he thinks that they have a final four and he needs to break it up somehow, because that's really bad for his game if they do. He says, you know, I see what's going on. I see it. I don't know what to do with the information. This game is so hard. It's really tough. It's really tough, guys.
I mean, yeah, it's tough when, you know, all your other allies are sitting on the jury and, you know, the one person you've got left in this game is extremely volatile, but I don't cry too much for Tommy here though. Like he's had a big benefit in this game. He's got one very loyal number, and if he gets to the end with that person, he's probably going to win this game. So, you know, I understand the situation he's in and his frustration, and he sees everything coming, you know, crumbling around him and not knowing how to keep it all together. But ultimately, like, he's had a pretty easy path in this game, so I don't feel too bad for Tommy.
Mm-hmm. So he's not sure what to do with this information. He feels like he needs to somehow weasel his way into this final four. He says, nah, weasel's a bad word. I need to break them up. I just need to break them up. He says, he sees Jackson and Cliff as the two biggest threats in the house. And that's why they probably feel like they need each other. And so he sees Nicole and Holly just kind of going along for the ride. I felt like this was a big indicator of where Tommy's jury vote might lie. Mm-hmm. And so just last night, before he talked to the cameras, I was on the round table. I was saying I feel like Holly has a great shot at beating Jackson in the final two. Starting to feel a little bit different now, especially if Tommy sees Holly is going along for the ride with Jackson. I think Tommy is going to be extremely influential in the jury house. A lot of people like and respect him. So I think that people like Jack were already leaning toward Jackson over over Holly. If Tommy goes in there and feels the same way, I feel like even Christy might feel that, go along with that kind of thought process. Sis, who was pissed at Jackson, I feel like with Jack and Tommy both saying, Jackson deserves it, I think would take, take their stance. And now I'm really starting to feel like, change those ratings a little bit from last night, because I'm starting to feel like Jackson has a better shot, even though he still has a tougher road to the final two.
Yeah, Raiders remorse here today. Also, like I mentioned earlier, when Christy was talking about putting Holly and Jackson up together, she says a lot of stuff about Holly is playing Jackson's game. She's not playing her own game. So we get a sense from Christy as well that she doesn't really, respect Holly that much, and that she sees her as just aiding Jackson's game. So I really do think that despite all of the turmoil of the season between Christy and Jackson, that ultimately, if she ends up in the jury, she's going to, be game respects game and you got me. And, Holly was just your minion. And I definitely see Christy giving Jackson her vote as well. So it's really in the situation where the two of them are at the final two together. I see Christy giving her vote to Jackson too. Plus also men always beat women and it's annoying, but
well, not lately.
Well, okay.
It's been the opposite, actually.
But I think in a showman situation, I have a hard time seeing where the two people in the final two are showmans. I see very, very few, situations where the women wins. This is not a Tamar and Ricky Williams. This is not Casey and Tyler.
Nicole and Paul.
And well, they weren't a showman. Oh yeah. Okay.
Well,
sorry,
none of them were.
No.
I was agreeing with your example.
These were all showmans, obviously. Right. And Nicole and Paul. Okay. Well, Nicole and Paul is a whole other thing, but yeah, it has been different in recent, but I just think that picture some of the showmances of the past, and I can't see any scenario where the woman is beating the man. And yeah, it's too bad. But we're seeing it happening live in the house right now, where people that are still in there are really not seeing Holly as playing her own game, and that is not going to be great. And I do think that Jackson, I think you might have already said this, but Jackson, I think, actually can do really well in final, final two questioning, and have a really good, pitch to the jury. Earlier yesterday, Nicole and Cliff were talking about Jackson's a lot smarter than, people give him credit for. He's got this frat boy, persona, but, Cliff's had some conversations with him where he knows that Jackson is a smart guy. And so I really do think that a lot of this house, despite some of, the ways that he acts sometimes, do respect him and his game. And if he can actually get himself there, he's got a really good shot to win this thing.
Mm-hmm. So I felt like that was big information. Just the way that Tommy views the players, and obviously this can change. He can have a certain perspective in the house right now, but if he gets to the jury house, he might change that perspective because you're thinking about it more. Right now, he's thinking about it in the sense of how they're playing the game. He sees Nicole and Holly as being along for the ride, but if he goes to the jury house and he starts to think in terms of which one deserves to win, he might change his thought process. I don't think this is necessarily locked in place, but I do think it definitely gives Jackson a bit of a leg up, whereas before I felt like Holly had the leg up. So Tommy is thinking things through and he feels like, okay, so I need to break up this final four. I'm loving what he's saying so far because he is recognizing what's happening. He recognizes that he needs to do something about it. And he's trying to come up with a plan. I'm like, oh, this is good. This is, he caught on. He knows he needs to do something about this. But then he says his plan is that he wants to keep Jess. That's the lane he's trying to go down. That's the road he's trying to travel on. And he says he has a plan for it. He wants to make Jackson doubt Cliff. He thinks it's a good plan. He thinks it can work. It's risky, but he thinks it can work. And I'm okay with that. Like, if you're gonna stick to it. Like, if this is your plan and you're going to ride or die, try to get Cliff evicted this week, and you're just going to go full force, only talk to Jackson and Holly and try to get them to not trust Cliff anymore and not go to Cliff and Nicole and try to do the same thing on the other side, at least you're sticking to one thing. I think it's the wrong one. I think he should be working on Cliff and Nicole, but, you know, go for it. And maybe there's a chance you can flip this vote if you lie to Jackson and Holly enough and convince them that Cliff and Nicole are somehow doing something shady. At least you're sticking to one thing. So I'm not like super, super down on this, even though I feel like there is a better option, but the execution has disappointed me in the past, and it would not surprise me if it disappoints me again in the future. But this is seemingly his plan so far. He wants to try and get Cliff evicted. He wants to work on Jackson and Holly. That's what he's going to be doing moving forward.
The only thing is that, like, Jackson and Holly are already aware of the other things that that Tommy and Christy have already tried
up.
Because they've already, it was already Monday. It's, you know, as I said, it's only Monday and they're already pushing for Jess to stay. So I think that, you know, if that had been the initial play, like you said, pick one thing and do it, even if it's not the right thing. But because they're, you know, they're already aware that those two have been doing work to try to get Cliff out over Jess, it's going to be pretty transparent if Tommy kind of switches the plan to try to, you know, work on Jackson this way. So if he'd gone with it from the beginning, that might be a different story, but I don't know. I think that it's already a little poisoned.
Mm-hmm. So that's where Tommy stands. Nicole also talked to the cameras. She was talking about her current position. She mentioned that she wants Cliff to stay this week. She doesn't want Jess to go, but she feels like Jess would choose Christy over her. And Cliff is her final two, ride or die. She, as of right now, does plan on taking Cliff to the final two. If they are able to get there together, that's the plan. She recognizes that there are three pairs heading into next week, and that she would hopefully be the people, her and Cliff could hopefully be the people that are not targeted. We've always assumed that Nicole would take Cliff to the final two. She said it a long time ago to the cameras. But I was, you know, kind of, you always have to wonder, you know, especially during the cat week when she almost flipped her vote. Like, is that still in effect? It appears that it is. She would take Cliff to the final two. And it does appear that she would lose to Cliff here, especially the way that Tommy is talking about her and the way that other people have talked about Cliff. Definitely seems like Cliff would have the advantage there. And it almost makes me wonder if it is actually best for Cliff to stay this week for Nicole, because what she talks about is that if Cliff goes, then her plan would be to just kind of lob onto one of the other pairs as a third, which would work for her, hopefully not be targeted in any way, and then maybe be able to work her way from there, which I do think might earn her some more respect than if she goes with Cliff, because if she gets to the end with Cliff, I feel like Cliff is going to take the majority of that credit. But if Cliff leaves at this point and she makes it there on her own, and then wins the final three HOH or something along those lines, I feel like she might actually get more respect, and she might have a better chance against somebody other than Cliff, like Holly or even Christy. So,
well, in this scenario, I mean, Jess stays. So what happens?
Or Jess?
Well, because right. Jess and Christy talked at one point, and Jess was saying that the pitch that she needs to make, because they realize Nicole is the swing in this situation, and that they need to, you know, try and get Nicole to vote out Cliff, and how do they do that? And Jess, you know, and it's not the stupidest plan, because Jess makes a good point that, okay, then I become like Cliff's her final two, but then I become her final two, and she probably could feel like she has a better chance of beating me than Cliff. She could. But I think, you know, the issue, and this is literally what Nicole says, is that as long as Jess is in the house, she and Christy is also in the house, she's not feeling like Jess really has her back. Like in a scenario where Christy doesn't exist, I think that Nicole feels a lot better about kind of grabbing Jess as a number, but Christy has too much influence on Jess, and Nicole doesn't trust Christy, and that's not a good situation for her. But, you know, and if something were to change and Jess were to stay over Cliff this week, that is a better scenario for Nicole. If that becomes her, you know, the pairs change and now it's Nicole and Jess. But the issue is that Christy and Tommy have a lot more control over Jess. So that isn't actually that great for Nicole. Unless these, you know, two sides actually go at each other and her and Jess float by, that would be her best path. But
And to be clear, she can't vote Cliff out. It would need to happen without her doing that.
Exactly.
And also, it does make her path to the end much harder. I just feel like, I'm saying it's not terrible. I think that there is a path there because her current path, I think, gets her to the finals more easily. But I think that her biggest concern right now is less getting to the final two and more winning a jury vote. And sometimes it's best to just get there and hope, because the jury might be bitter. You never know what the jury is thinking. And honestly, that's probably what I would do. I don't care if I don't have a resume. I don't care what the jury is thinking. If I get to the final two, I have odds of winning regardless of anything, because you do not know what's happening in that jury house. They've been in there for a month at this point and you have zero input from them. They could be thinking literally anything. And if you trash your own game in the hopes of winning the jury over and make things more difficult for yourself,
you might not even win anyway.
Because you think that the jury will respect that, you could be making it harder for yourself and also somehow making the jury not want to you to win when previously they did. So you might as well just take the best and easiest path to the end and then hope that you've got a chance. But there is still something to be said about the idea of trying to do more things and try to have more of a resume on you so that you have more of a chance. And if Nicole wanted to do that, I do think that making her way down from the end to the end from here by herself would get her a little more respect, but it wouldn't be harder. And again, personally, it's not how I would go about things, but I don't think it would be the end of the world for her if the vote did somehow flip and Cliff ended up leaving, because I do think that her current path is kind of not the greatest.
Yeah, it just can't be that Jackson and Holly still want Jess to go and she decides to side with, you know, Christy and Tommy. Like, I don't think that's the right way.
I agree.
if it just happened to fall apart that way,
it would be, and
Jackson and Holly changed their mind, then it could, you know, like benefit her backwards. But she shouldn't be, you know, a swing vote that takes out Cliff here. I don't think that's good for her.
Yes, I agree. All right. So that's about what we have for you, unless there's anything else you wanted to bring up, Jenny.
I don't think so. I was just going to say that, I always remember when they bring out the grill and I feel like they think that it's like, oh, we're going to give them a grill and all this stuff and like a couple of beers and it's going to make for fun feeds. And like, it just doesn't. Like they were all like laying around like, oh, I'm so full. Like, and they each had maybe one beer. Like that's not, I don't know why they always seem to think that, oh, like Pop's going to throw them this big party and they get a barbecue and there's alcohol, but it's like never enough alcohol for anyone to actually get drunk. And instead they just like drink one beer and like eat three hamburgers and then everyone's just like a sloth. So I just like find that funny. Like every year after year, I'm like, I almost get tricked where I'm like, oh, they're giving them a party. And then I'm like, oh, one beer is not a party.
So. Yeah. No beers is a party.
Well, I mean, anything is a party, but like if the point of giving them alcohol is to like make it like, oh, like maybe we'll get some like fun conversation out of this. It's like, no, they just like sat in this circle and like moaned over how full they were for like a couple hours.
Yes. Picola in the chat asked, do we know Tommy's big plan to flip the vote? No, he did not tell us. He said to the cameras that he had a plan. He thinks it's a good one and that it's risky, but he didn't tell us what it was, apart from get Jackson to doubt Cliff. I assume he has some sort of specific idea of what to say to him, but he did not tell us what it was because he's a bad camera talker. All right.
Yeah, well.
That's what we have for you then. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Talk on there. It's a lot of fun. It's the easiest way to contact me as well. If I'm on Twitch and streaming and you want to ask me a question or something along those lines, you can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Jenny, where can people find you?
I'm on social media at Jenny Autumn.
All right. And I will be back, of course, tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And then tomorrow night, Sam Smith will be on to recap the Wednesday night episode of Big Brother 21. Thank you so much once again for joining us. I'll see you next time.